طبعا الشغل اللي انا بحب اقعد اشوف
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. We're going to look at a story, and then we're going to look at a couple Bible verses to go with it. So we'll start here. It starts reading. It says, the layman's 1937 black Chevy chugged down the gravel farm lane. Louis looked out the window at the rows of emerald green corn rippling in the breeze. Sunlight shone through the tassels, making them glow. It was a perfect summer evening. Summer evening. Louis squirmed uncomfortably in his stiff starched Sunday shirt and wool knee pants. He knew that it would be hot in the Centerburg church. But Aaron, Louis's dad, was the song leader, and the family always went to the evening service. Then they went early. They were a little late this time, but Dad kept his foot on the gas. Being on time was almost as important as being godly and clean. Louis took his mind off the heat by watching the birds and the rabbits out the car window. Finally, they reached the end of the lane. Dad was just about to turn out on the road when he hesitated. Coming toward them, very slowly, was an old pickup truck. That's Joe Bates, thought Louis. He's probably up to no good. The whole neighborhood knew that Joe stole gas from people's farm tanks when they were gone. He threatened to shoot people who came onto his property, and he didn't think much of Christians, especially the Sunday go-to-meeting Mennonites. Dad didn't wait for Joe's pickup to drive past the lane. Instead, he pulled out on the road and headed for church, as usual. When they reached the Kindred Pike, instead of turning right to go to church, Dad turned left. What is going on? Wondered Louis in surprise. He and Martha and Freeman sat on the edge of the back seat and looked at each other excitedly. Mom raised her eyebrows at Dad and asked, Aaron, where are you planning to go now? Leave it to me, he replied. I'll take care of everything. This was not like Dad at all. They were going to be late for church. Dad drove through the countryside, around a big square, up and down the hills and hollows, and back to their farm. When they turned the last corner, they saw Joe's old pickup parked near the old white corn crib. I believe Joe is taking our corn for his pigs, said Dad matter-of-factly. With large eyes, Louis, Martha, and Freeman stared out the window toward the corn crib. Joe had backed his truck right up to the door. Quietly, Dad drove up in front of Joe's pickup, turned off the motor, got out of the tire. By this time, they could tell Mother was worried. She squeezed her hands tightly together in her lap. She and the children watched anxiously as Dad walked calmly over to the corn crib. What if Joe had a gun with him? Thud, they heard the first shovelful of corn hit the bed of Joe's truck. Dad was right. He was stealing corn. As Joe's face appeared in the doorway of the corn crib, Dad called out cheerfully, Keep on shoveling, Joe. If you need more tomorrow, come on back and get some. You're welcome to as much as you need. Don't forget, you're my neighbor. With a blank look of surprise, Joe stopped shoveling. When he realized that Dad was saying, he hung his head. He dropped the shovel and said nothing. Dad hopped back in the car, and without looking back, the family drove to church. That was the last time Joe ever took corn from the layman's. The neighbors had no more trouble with stolen gas either, and from that time on, Louis was never afraid of Joe. So we see in the story what happened when they didn't get angry, and they didn't return evil for evil. And in the Bible, There's some verses that speak into this. Well, in Luke chapter 6, and read a couple verses, starting in verse 30, it says, Give to every man that asketh of thee, and to him that taketh thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them that do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do them even the same. And if you lend to them to whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing, and for your reward shall be great, and ye shall be called the children of your Father of the highest, for he is kind unto the thankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And there's a couple other places that say pretty much the same thing. And it's saying that even when someone does us wrong, it's not easy to just let them off the hook. Our human nature is to want to retaliate and get back at everybody for all the bad things they've done to us. But the Bible says that when someone does you evil, and there's a verse that says when they hit you on the right cheek, you're supposed to turn to him the other one also. That's not very easy to do, because who wants to get hit on both cheeks? But that's what Jesus has asked us to do. And so we need to take that lesson and learn to forgive others even when they have done us wrong. And it might be justified in some people's eyes. It's never justified in Jesus' eyes. So let's take that lesson and remember to forgive others even when they don't deserve to be forgiven. And God will be glorified. So maybe we can have prayer and then we can go back to our seats. Lord, thank you that we can be here today, and pray that you would just be with us and help us to learn your will and way in our lives, and help us to remember to turn the other cheek and to keep your friend in mind. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your seats.